Would you please introduce yourself first, and what do you think about the unity of religions and how to establish peace in the world?
Yes, Doctor. I'm Richard Hellman. I'm the founder and president of CPAC, a registered lobby in the U.S. Congress working for interfaith cooperation in the Congress and for Israel-American relations. And I also head the Middle East Research Center Limited, but it's wonderful to be with you on Channel A9. And I want to say that, as Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So we must believe that making peace is a divine imperative. And so as we work together, and Isaiah wrote, come let us reason together, saith the Lord. So I believe as we talk, as we find common cause, I just believe that it's going to be extremely important. And I think as we are speaking that all of the nations are important and significant, but I have really been impressed that Turkey is key. And as you and I have discussed, Turkey can be a catalyst for constructive change, and that's what we're hoping for. And I appreciate what you've told me and what you've informed me about how Turkey is moving ahead, really, to bring people and religions together. So I think that's an exciting story.
Mr. Adnan Oktar is struggling very hard to eradicate radicalism and bigotry.
Yes.
Establish the unity for the religions. In fact, in one of his, the title of one of his books is A Call for Unity. What do
yes.
you think about the unity of religions,
well,
Abrahamic religions?
Certainly, they must come together around the core values of peace and justice and respect for God-given rights and protecting those who are the downtrodden and persecuted. So I think that's where it can really come to pass.
Fundamentally, there's no difference. We believe in the same God. We love the same prophets. Of course, there are differences in details, but these are not important. There is no reason for enmity and hatred.
No.
Yeah.
No, quite the opposite. We should be not just coexisting and not just tolerant, although those things are good, but we really must love our neighbor, as the story of the Good Samaritan in the New Testament conveys, whoever that neighbor is.
And, of course, this is the time for this peace, and there's a golden age is coming.
Yes, I believe it. We know for sure that each of the major religions prophesies a new world, a new era, in which what we see in our current world, which is abhorrent, will no longer be. I'm excited at what I've heard about Channel A9, and I wish the channel and all of you all success in getting the message out throughout the country and the Middle East. I would love to come, and as you and I discussed, I have some wonderful ideas for concrete projects that will help Turkey to reach out to its neighbors, as I know they're good at doing, and also to it will be profitable for all sides concerned.
Definitely, and we can all together do a larger meeting in Istanbul.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's what was mentioned today, and I believe it's a great idea, and count me in. I'll surely do everything I can to be there.